20 minutes after 7 o'clock now at KMPC, Robert W., along with Tom Wayman and Scott St. James, and now, sponsored by Pentax, it's time for our daily After the Game chat with Coach Ray Malabasi, head coach, Los Angeles Rams. Coach, good morning. Yeah, why don't we have the coach? Why don't we have it here? Hey, Coach, you there? Coach Malabasi? Honestly, everybody's looking at me like I've got the buttons pushed wrong. Honestly, they're all pushed right. Is the coach shaving in the background there?
Or snoring?
He's snoring.
Hey, coach. We'll go back to Coach Malavasi in a minute.
Why don't we wake him up?
All right, Tim. Yeah, a little reveille here might do the trick. At KMPC, as we have our morning after conversation with Rams head coach Ray Malabasi, sponsored by Pentax. Coach Malabasi. Ray? Ray, how do you feel about Pat Hayden's performance last night? Apparently a little rusty after only playing the equivalent of one quarter last year and coming in with those four interceptions, three of which were overthrown, one a little underthrown in the end zone there. What's your comment on Pat's performance this morning? Regarding the injury to Jeff Rutledge, you've got four quarterbacks in camp, and now of course Pat Hayden and Jeff Camp are the only healthy ones you got. Jeff Rutledge getting hurt last night, and Bob Lee already with a tendonitis in the right elbow. What's your comment on the quarterback situation? There's some rumors, Coach, last night that.
What time did you get to bed last night, Coach?
Some rumors that Vince Ferragamo was in the stands last night. I was wondering if you had any comment on your behalf as to whether or not it's possible for Vince Ferragamo to get out of his Canadian contract and come back down to the NFL, and if that's just a wild piece of speculation, is that a possibility? All right, Coach, we'll talk to you Friday morning before the Dallas game. And
I got to talk to him Thursday, too. I'm going to be doing the pregame interview.
He ought to be rested by then.
Yeah.
The preceding was live.
Robert W. Morgan, KMPC.